Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. Finally back after months away. I obviously, for those of you that listened to our last piece, I decided to take a break. I wouldn't say I fell in love with it, but I just, you know, was suffering a bit of burnout between, you know, the way the world's been recently, working kids, and it was nice to spend a bit of time not thinking about production for a while. But we are here a few weeks late, so for those of you that don't follow us on Facebook or Patreon, you may not realize we were going to launch 2 weeks ago, or a week ago. I can't recall off the top of my head. It's been a whirlwind a few days, but unfortunately I tested positive for COVID and was pretty sick for a couple weeks. This has been the first day that I've not been having coughing fits, and actually have a voice that resembles how I used to sound, maybe a little better than I used to sound, who knows. But I am on the mend and feeling pretty good and excited to be getting content out. And this week is no different. We have a very good story for you. But before we get to it, a few pieces of housekeeping. First off, this year is really about growth for the podcast, and I can't do it without all you listeners. The biggest way we grow is through word of mouth and reviews. So if you can, today after this, you'd make my day, month, year, decade, if you can go away, and if each of you can either drop a 5-star review wherever you listen, if they have reviews, or go tell a family friend or whoever to tune in and give us a try, adding those additional listeners, you know, helps us grow and, you know, continues to push me to a point where I might be able to put even more episodes a week. Obviously, this is, I'm a kind of a one-man show, and I pay for things out of my own pocket. So that advertising revenue, you know, I won't lie, that helps a lot, and it covers all the hosting costs and stuff like that. And I wouldn't have it without you, your support. So thank you so much. Secondly, if you want to go the extra mile, jump over to Patreon, and you can subscribe for either $1 or $5 a month, or similarly, I think it translates into your local currency. And through this, now we're putting out episodes a week early. So before it was always like 1 or 2 days early. Now is a whole week early. You'll be getting the episodes compared to everyone else. They'll be ad-free, and we're also going to continue putting out some exclusive content every now and then. So yeah, it's a pretty exciting place to be on Patreon, to be honest. And I actually have a shout out to do, because we had a few signups while we've been on a break, which has actually blown me away. And that's one of the things that really made me excited to come back, is knowing there's still the supporters out there. So we had Alicia sign up at the upper tier. So thank you so much. I apologize if I've butchered your name. God, it's my least favorite part of the podcast, giving the shout outs, because I'm always worried I'll get people's names wrong, but do email me if I have. I apologize. But Alicia, thank you so much for signing up and your ongoing support. So let's get down to business. I know why you're all here. You want to hear a spooky story, and this one's no different. It's one I've been sitting on for a while. We've been out months ago, had I not taken a little break. And it's been sent in by Nitika. Apologies if I got your name wrong. I've looked it up. I'm pretty confident. This is interesting, me worrying about names. And yeah, she sent in a story about her experience as a child at her family home. Now, I don't want to give away too much. It's a really intriguing story, though, and I hope you all enjoy it. So sit back and enjoy The Terrace.
Thank you. was a little kid, around 4 or 5 years old, I had a pretty unusual paranormal experience. It's odd really, despite my age at the time, the memory feels vivid, almost like it happened yesterday, while at the same time, I question my recollection and I wonder if things really were as they seemed. Deep down, I am positive it really happened, but I kind of wish it was a tall tale. Our old house had 2 bedrooms, a kitchen and a living room downstairs with a stairway going up to the terrace. There was a small passage separating the terrace from the stairway. The terrace was pretty big with low boundaries surrounding it. As you can imagine, it was a dream for a kid and I spent countless hours playing out there and I loved it. Without a doubt, it was my favourite place to play. One day, I was playing on the terrace with my mum. I was on my little tricycle circling the area, imagining I was flying around at 1,000 miles an hour. Meanwhile, my mother was leaning on the terrace boundary, eating a plate of noodles. This was our daily routine and our mother-daughter bonding time. A time I really cherish and look back fondly all those years later. However, this specific day became one of my worst childhood memories. In fact, it makes me shudder just recalling it. I remember vividly that things felt weird because my mum suddenly started calling me towards the edge of the terrace, which actually startled me out of my own little world and I nearly fell off my trike. I stared at her for a moment and noticed she'd set the plate of food aside and with open arms was saying, "Come here, come to Mama." Now, to you this might not sound at all unordinary, but I was confused because my mum never ever let me as a kid walk near the edge of the terrace. And to say I was an obedient child is a bit of an understatement, so with caution I said, "But Mama, you said not to go there." She smiled with a pause and replied with a voice that I honestly didn't recognise, "Come here, come to Mama." I can't explain why, but I was nervous. Looking back, I had no reason to be, but the request, the voice, it was so out of the ordinary. At the time, I didn't know it, but as an adult, I realised people are creatures of habit and we have an additional sense for these things. Combine the two being off, and it's a feeling that would make the most self-assured individual feel anxious. All that being said, I began to slowly approach her, but as I got closer, I suddenly became thirsty and had the urge to have a drink. So I ran back through the terrace door and through the small passageway to grab my tiny water bottle, which I kept on the edge of the stairs. I then slowly made my way back to the terrace, but I was shocked to find nobody else was there. No mum, no food, nobody, nothing. There was no way she could have got past me without me noticing. I searched around for a while, just to appease my sense of wonder. Maybe she was playing hide and seek, or maybe there was a space to hide that I wasn't aware of. But nothing, so finally I left the terrace and I went downstairs, where to my shock, I saw my mum sitting with everybody in the living room. I asked, "How did you get down here?" To her confusion, she denied that she'd even ever been on the terrace that day. She clearly thought I was joking around, trying to wind her up, until I just broke down and told her everything and I was adamant it had happened. I could see she was scared and there was a fear in her eyes that I'd never seen before or since. Honestly, there's nothing more terrifying for a child than seeing that fear in your parents' eyes. Her eyes welled up as she hugged me tightly. Everyone else seemed a bit scared, quiet. I didn't really understand about it at that point. When I grew up there were stories amongst my family about an ancestor who hadn't received salvation, meaning his soul was trapped with no way to move on, which had made him very unhappy and very angry. My family believe it was him that I saw, and that his intention that day was to hurt me, or worse, because nothing else would explain why my mum calling me to the edge of the terrace, which had low boundaries. And apparently I wasn't the first to see one of his manifestations, and they say I won't be the last.
Well, what a wonderful story, what a spooky ending, and Natika, I'm so thankful for you sending it in. So, listeners, what I want you to do now is let us know what you think. Was the terrace based in fact, or a pure work of fiction? You could do that by going over to Facebook and commenting there. We also have a Facebook group, Ghost Stories Share Your Scares. And if you want to join it, just I'm pretty much accept anyone as long as you follow our rules, so that's cool. Or you can also go over to Patreon and vote for if you think the terrace is based in fact or a pure work of fiction. We have polls on there. You don't have to be a paid subscriber to vote in the polls. I feel like you may need an account though, which is free to set up to vote. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you, love to know what you think, and maybe we can do a follow-up one day on that. But that's it for this week. Like I said earlier, keep supporting. It's it pushes on, helps us grow. And finally, if you have a story you want to send in, now we're really pushing, please punt them over. We're kind of going to be doing production days now where I create stories in batches, which means I'm going to be a little better at coming back and getting stuff out. But continue sending them in either through email or Facebook, because I love hearing from you guys. It never ceases to amaze me, the stuff that gets sent over. So yeah, that's it for this week, and I'll see you next. Take care, be safe, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?